Thank you, James. Steve, that was really informative. Where are you, Steve? Where'd you go? Oh, back, okay. That was very informative about Deion Sanders' son. I remember my older brother, Jeff, used to be the executive vice president for CBS in Dallas at a time when the CBS had the contract with the Dallas Cowboys. So Jeff came back from a visit to New York, and he told me that he went outside. He had a town car waiting on him, and there was a little older lady standing out by the curb, and he said, "Are you waiting for someone?" And she said, "Well, I got here early. I thought my family was going to pick me up, but it looks like they forgot, and I'll have to take a cab." He said, "Well, why don't you let me just take you home in the town car?" She said, "Okay." So she got in. They went to a nice place in North Dallas, and she said, "Why don't you come in and meet my family? They'd love to meet you because you've been so kind." Okay, so we went inside. Turns out that was Deion Sanders' mother. And so he got to meet Deion Sanders and the whole family. Just, you never know, do you, when you're nice to someone. Well, we want to welcome everyone here today. Good to have you. Do we have any first-time visitors with us today? First time? Yes, sir.
Yes, this is my first time.
Arnold, nice to have you. Are you from this area? Well, it's good to have you here today, Arnold. Thank you for coming our way. Who else? I saw another hand. Yes, back here. Go ahead.
John Jensen.
And my name is John David.
Okay. And you all are from where?
Watts.
Watts. Well, it's great to have you here today. Thank you. Yes, ma'am. And you're from this area, right? Well, it's good to have you here today. Thank you so much for coming our way. All right, so we're going to go ahead and go into our prayer requests. First of all, I want to welcome you back, Lloyd, from Florida. Good to have you here. Mary over here, it's good to see you. You're back with us. Saban family's all back together from Ireland, so it's good to have you back as well. And we just always have a great, loving family here, and we miss each other when you're not with us. I got a call today from Charles Bilby. Keith, we'll put Carolyn on our list. She was helping her sister move some things, pulled muscles in her neck and her back, and so she's in a lot of pain, so let's just keep her in our prayers. Nancy gave me a note today regarding Allie Hollingsworth. Let's keep her in our prayer, but she's in room 104. At Siloam Springs Nursing and Rehab on Elgin Street, she sends her love. So let's keep Allie and Leon both in our prayers. Also, some of you may already know that Trey Schwabe's father passed away Friday. I don't know details yet, but I believe the funeral will be on Thursday, right, Beth? Thursday in Tahlequah. So once we get more details, we'll know kind of when and where. Okay, and so we'll find out where it will be soon. Also, our brother-in-law, Leon Schneider, who's been a long-time stay at MD Anderson in Houston, passed away on Friday as well. So let's keep the Schneider family, Keith, in our prayers as well. Okay, so any news about Louise, is she here today? I don't see her. Any news about Louise today? Let's keep Louise in our prayer as well. All right, so we'll start on this side, Phil. If you've got a prayer request, raise your hand, talk into the mic, tell us your first name, and we'll get it down. This side, just raise your hand. Yes, Katie?
Our great-granddaughter, Nora, has having tummy problems, and it happens from time to time. Tomorrow she's going to be in the Kansas City Children's Hospital doing tests, not just to relieve her, but hopefully, prayerfully, that they'll find out what's causing this and take care of this.
Okay. Thank you.
And our first responders, let's pray for each one. Yeah.
Thank you. Other prayer requests on this side? Keith, will you put my wife Beth down? Her surgery is on Tuesday morning. I think we have to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning to get her there. So, Russell, will you come over about 3 o'clock and knock on our door? Please, I'd appreciate it. You be our alarm clock, okay? All right, other prayer requests this side. There we go.
Lynn? Just to remember Deborah Hall, please, and Henry's brother. We're waiting on some biopsy results for some polyps and things, and they have found something wrong with his blood cells. So he's had a transfusion, and we're waiting for Henry's twin, and we're waiting for hematology now.
Okay, Deborah Hall and Joe Bell, thank you so much. And then right up here to Lloyd.
Yeah, I've got a cousin who died last Sunday, and we're going to that funeral tomorrow in Independence, and it's Virginia Downs.
The Downs family, Virginia Downs. Very good. Thank you, Lloyd. Other prayer requests over here. All right, and that'll go back to Keith on the back row there. Oh, hold it, I'm sorry. Yeah, Mary.
Marion, and I'd like to lift up Bobby Woolen. She was in the hospital for 3 days with tests, and they did detect heart issues, so they put her on her medication. So I just want to pray for her recovery, and I would also like to lift up Janice Austin. She's been on the prayer chain. A neurologist of 45 years showed up yesterday and stopped what they were planning on doing and talked with the family extensively and did a neurological exam. And Janice had a heart attack but had brain damage of some sort from lack of oxygen, because it took a few minutes for her 11-year-old granddaughter to run and get her daughter, and her daughter began CPR. So Janice and Ronnie Austin, please. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Also, I want to remind you, Rod mentioned it, after lunch we'll have our first Sunday gospel singing, all of you that want to join us. Most of our songs will probably be in a cappella, but we hope you'll come in and just listen for some banjo music, and you'll know we're about to start. We won't sing too many songs, just as long as they're doing cleanup. We don't want to keep anybody too long today. All right, let's go ahead and have our prayer song.
Father, we do thank you for another opportunity to be in your house, to be able to praise your name and hear your word proclaimed, And we just thank you, Father, for the message this morning that we received. Help us as we go through our life that we can zero in on you and focus our life around you, that we might be the best witnesses that we can be. And Father, this morning we do have some folks that we want to bring before you. Little Nora, 4 years old, going to the hospital. We're going to have some procedures done and some tests run, and we just pray, Father, that they will be able to find the cause that causes this to keep reoccurring. We just pray that you can be with them and be with her family. And Lord, we want to lift up Carolyn this morning as she's probably been reminded that she's getting older. And we just pray, Lord, that she'll recover quickly from the strains that she's been able to suffer in helping her sister. And we just pray that you can bless her and get her back among us again. And Lord, we do want to pray for Allie and Levelon. Pray that Allie can just regain her sense of humor, gain her strength, and just be able to be the Allie that we know. And we just pray, Lord, that you can be with her and be with Leon as he's still hoping and praying that she will come home someday. And we pray the same, if it be your will. And Father, we do want to pray for the Swabie family at the death of Bob. We just pray, Lord, as they come together as a family, we just pray that they can look to you and gain strength from you as they go through this process of saying goodbye. And we just pray, Lord, that they have the assurance of being able to see each other again in the future. And we want to continue to lift up Louise and just pray, Lord, that now that she's back in our area, that she will be able to recover from all of her travels and be able to get out and be with us again. And we just thank you for her. And we pray for the Leon Snyder family. And we just pray, Lord, that you can be with them as well as they are saying goodbye to one of their loved ones as well. And we just pray, Lord, that strength and peace can come to them through you. We want to lift up Beth this morning as she's preparing for surgery again on Tuesday. We just pray, Lord, that everything will go well again this time as it did the last. And we just pray for a quick recovery for her. And we want to remember Deborah Hall as she's going through some physical struggles. We just pray, Lord, that you can be with her, be with Lynn as he's there beside her. And we just pray together that they can look to you and seek your will in her life. And for Joe Bell, we want to pray for him, Father, and pray that his health can improve as well. We just know that those who are close to us are the ones we're the most concerned about. And I just pray that you can be with Lynn and Henry as they're to support Joe. And pray for Lloyd and Linda as they're going to be traveling to a funeral of one of Lloyd's relatives. We pray, Father, that you can give them a safe trip. And we just pray that they will be able to be an encouragement to those of them in the family that have suffered loss. We just thank you, Father, that you can continue to be with them. And for Bobby Woolen, as she's spent some time in the hospital and had some test runs and some decisions have been made, and she's been given some medication, and we just pray, Father, that her recovery will be quick and that she can get back to her normal way of life. And for Janice Austin, Lord, we just pray as she's dealing with some very serious ailments in her life, we just pray that you can be with her, be with the doctors who are working with her, and be with her family. And just help them, Father, to turn to you for their guidance and direction at this time. And Lord, we do want to lift up our first responders, our police and our firemen and the military, our government leaders. Father, we just pray for them that the decisions that they make will be good decisions, ones that will be pleasing to you. Lord, I just thank you again for the opportunity to be here, for this opportunity to talk to you. And Father, if there's any here this morning that have those unspoken requests, we just know that you know those as well. And we pray that you will answer those. And we just thank you and love you, Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.